At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into a boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. As it says in John's Gospel today, this was the third post-resurrection appearance of Jesus to his disciples. One of the similarities that you see in these resurrection appearances is they didn't recognize him.
There is something about Jesus' glorified body that is now changed. As I think I mentioned on Easter, the resurrection is not about resuscitation. Jesus now has taken on a new body, a glorified body, through the resurrection. But that's not the most interesting thing about this resurrection appearance. What I've always enjoyed whenever we hear this gospel is seeing the dialogue between Simon Peter and Jesus. Let's for a moment put ourselves in Simon Peter's place. The last time that he had done anything about Jesus was denying even know who he was 3 times. He and the other disciples, of course, had abandoned Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane, but Peter snuck back to the courtyard to try to witness what was going on. And yet, when he was approached by 3 different people saying, "Well, after all, you're a Galilean, you must be with him as well. I don't even know the man." He denied knowing him 3 times. So you can imagine what must have been going through Peter's mind. The first 2 resurrection appearances, Jesus didn't bring it up, did he? And so then now this 3rd time, there is that dialogue between Simon Peter and Jesus. So in this dialogue, Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" And Simon Peter responds, "Lord, you know that I love you." Let's for a moment add a little to that dialogue, to that conversation. What Jesus was really saying, despite the fact that you denied knowing me 3 times, despite the fact that you abandoned me in my hour of need, do you love me? And Simon Peter's response could have been, "Lord, I recognize that I, out of fear, abandoned you. And out of fear, I denied even knowing who you are. But you know what is in my heart. And you know, despite all of that sin, I love you." That's probably a more appropriate exchange than what we have been given in John's gospel. Because I've always maintained what we are witnessing in this exchange between Jesus and Simon Peter is the first celebration of the sacrament of reconciliation. Just as Simon denied knowing Jesus 3 times, Jesus forgives him, not once or twice, but 3 times. With each exchange, Jesus forgives Simon Peter for what he has done. Peter, of course, had a special place in the apostles. He was given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. It does make me wonder, at any time during their time together, did Jesus ever wonder, "You know what? I wonder if I made the wrong choice." But we see in this exchange, we see in Jesus' willing to forgive Simon Peter the depth of his divine mercy. A divine mercy that now has been entrusted to the apostles to be able to dispense that divine mercy to Christians throughout the generations, even to this day. But Jesus' gift of forgiveness to Simon Peter also had a purpose. Because at each moment he says, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." He is basically telling him, "Feed my lambs, take care of the children who recognize that I am their Savior. Teach them how to love me." And it's important to remember that that part of that mission We 40 of our children are taking an important step in their spiritual journey as they receive First Holy Communion this afternoon at 2 p.m. here in our church. Their altar cloth is up here, reminding us of the love they have of Jesus, a love that was taught to them first by their parents and then by their catechists. And now they get to experience Jesus' presence in a very real way. Tend my sheep, he told Simon Peter. Care for those. Care for those who are most neglected. Take care of those who want to be, who are shoved aside by society. Care for the vulnerable among us. And then, of course, he says, feed my sheep. Continue to bring my presence to people's lives, most especially in the celebration of the sacraments. Bring my real presence into their lives so they know that I am with them always till the end of the ages. In that first celebration of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, it wasn't just about forgiving Peter, but it was about empowering him as the first Pope of the Church to bring Christ's body to life. And I'm not talking about his physical body, but his body, the Church. And so, my dear friends, as we continue our Easter season, it is an opportunity, of course, to meditate on the great victory over sin and death that Jesus has accomplished. But we also recognize in his apostles, the first people that received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the first people that received the Eucharist. They are the foundation that our church is built. Not because they were great, but because they were first forgiven by our Lord. They were the first recipients of that divine mercy. And then Jesus told them, now forgive others as I have forgiven you.